When the light disappeared, everybody was back in Aunt Beth's house. Someone else was there too.
That's the man who gave me the key,
said Sophia. The old man nodded.
My name is Merlin.
Leo couldn't believe his ears.
King Arthur's teacher?
He asked.
Yes. It was a dangerous time for me when I gave you the book and key,
the old man told Sophia.
My enemies wanted them, and so I hid them with you. Now I have defeated my enemies. I can take the book and the key back.
Come and look at this,
shouted Anna. She and Ben had run to the TV to see the news. The newsreader on the screen didn't look happy.
We have just received this story,
she said.
People have seen cowboys and knights in armour in London's parks.
The newsreader stopped. She couldn't believe the words that she was reading.
What? And dragons?
What's happening?
Asked Ben nervously.
The walls between the worlds are breaking down,
said Merlin.
Things are escaping from stories into the real world. They come from places where anything is possible.
Can you stop it?
Asked Anna.
Yes,
replied Merlin.
But first I need the book. Do you know where it is?
Aunt Beth was in a place where there was danger everywhere, the rainforest. She had used the book to come here for some important research into animals. Then things had gone wrong. When she had tried to go home, the book didn't work. She had used her mobile phone to speak to the children, but now the batteries had died. Now she was stuck in the rainforest with no food and no water. And then a tiger had come. Aunt Beth looked down from the branches of a tree. The tiger that had chased her was still there. It had been there for hours. Was it sleeping now? Suddenly, something moved in the tree. A snake! A huge python was moving slowly towards her. Now, she had no choice. She put the book under one arm and jumped, ready to run as fast as she could. She heard the tiger's terrible roar, and then there was white light all around her. She was home. She was home, and she was looking at someone whose smiling face was very familiar to her. Her twin.